We continue by learning the Nishmas Davi b'Menachmish and Hamyakam in Pitchos Eliyahu in Chulin Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Ha'ochil Nigid Hanoshe Kezayis Sofei Garboim. A person who eats a Kezayis of the Gid Hanoshe of the sciatic nerve, he may not eat the whole nerve, but he ate a Kezayis of it, he's going to get 39 lashes. Why do we need the Mishnah to teach me this? This is true when it comes to any time we violate an Isser de Oraisa. When it comes to eating, let's say nevela, so you're going to get 39 lashes. Anytime there's an isra achila, the isra achila is a kezayis. But we need the Mishnah to teach us this because gid hanasha is different. We're going to see that gid hanasha, according to one opinion, ain begidin beno sein tam. There's going to be a debate whether or not we assume that the gid hanasha has any taste, that imparts any taste into food, into the anything, into soup, into the thigh itself when it's cooked together. So even according to the opinion that ain begidim minosein tam, that there's really, it's tasteless. It doesn't give any taste at all. So maybe we'd have thought if you eat a kezayis stuff, you're not going to be chai of malchus. So the Mishnah needs to teach us that indeed you're going to be chai of malchus if you eat a kezayis. What about achalo ve'embo kezayis? Let's say you ate the whole thing. It's a very small animal, and the whole sciatic nerve was less than a kezayis, but you ate the entire thing. Says the Mishnah, chayav. Why are you chayav for this? So the Baruch Tanur explains, Mishum de beriyahu. Very famous concept. What is beriyah? Means a full, a complete entity. Chayiv b'cholshu. Therefore, any little bit you're going to be chayiv if you eat the whole entity, even though it's not a kezayis. Ka'ochal nemalei gives the example. If you eat an ant, so an ant is not a kezayis, but it's a full entity, something that you're prohibited from eating. You chayiv actually multiple malkos for eating an ant. So here too, if you eat the entire gid hanasha, even though that gid hanasha happened to be less than a kezayis, you're going to be chayiv malkos anyway, because that's the din of a beriyah. There happens to be a different opinion, a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara believes that it's true there's a concept of beriyah by other things. Yes, if you eat a full ant, even though it's not a kezayis, you're going to be chai of malchus, or multiple malchus for that. But the gid hanasha is not in that category. And eating a full gid hanasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, although we don't follow it, he does not consider that a beriyah, and therefore you would not be chai of malchus unless you ate a kezayis. Then the Mishnah says, Achal mizeh kezayis umizeh kezayis, sofeg shmonim, says the Mishnah. Now, let's say you ate from this. What's from this and this? So the bartender says, Miyarech shel yamin kezayis, v'chein miyarech shel smol. So what happened? You ate the kezayis of the right sciatic nerve and a kezayis of the left sciatic nerve. You're going to get two sets of malchus, shmonim 80, or two sets of 39. This is only true if there's a warning in between. You can't be chayev malchus unless you're going to be warning. So if you were given a hasra before each one, before you ate the sciatic nerve of the right thigh, you were given a warning of you can't eat that, and you did it anyway, so you chayev malchus for that. And then you warned again before you ate the left one, you're going to be chayev as well. So the truth is, then I don't need a mischief to teach me this. This would be true even if it's not the right and the left leg. This would be true even of, let's say I have a very thick, a very large sciatic nerve of just the right leg. And you eat, right before you eat a kezayis of it, you were warned, and you ate a kezayis. And then you warned again, you ate another kezayis. So you're going to be chayav two separate sets of malchus for that as well. Those are two separate kezayisim, two separate hasros. So this line in the Mishnah is not really teaching you something I don't know. So why don't we give the example where you ate a kezayis of the right leg and a kezayis of the left leg? Because of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that we've mentioned in the past and here as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Sofeg El Arbaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're only going to be chayav 40 malchus, and that is for the gid hanasha of the right leg. He believes that you're not chayav for the left leg. We mentioned this, according to him, that's what happened in the story with Yaakov. So therefore, you would not be getting a set of malchus for the left leg. So that's why we mentioned that example, just because we want to introduce Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But the same thing would be true, two kezayisim with a warning in between on the same sciatic nerve, you'd be chayav two sets of malchus as well. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Yorech shenisbashel ba gid hanasha. Here you have a thigh. The gid hanasha is inside, hasn't been removed. And you cook that thigh, that piece of meat, in a pot. So we have to be concerned that the gid hanasha now is imparting its taste with something in Aladi, the gid hanasha, it wasn't removed. So now it's imparting its taste into the thigh itself. So maybe the whole thigh, all of the meat of the thigh should be prohibited because of the taste that's imparted from the gid hanasha into the rest of the thigh. So the Mishnah says, im yesh ba benosein tam, if in fact we can say that the gid hanasha gave taste into the thigh, we'll have to see, depends on the ratio, harezo asur. So the entire thigh is going to be prohibited. Now, as we mentioned briefly in the previous Mishnah, this should probably be dependent on whether Yesh Begidin Menoseintan or Ein Begidin Menoseintan. Meaning, the only time we have to be concerned about a Gid, the Gid Hanashe, giving a taste into the thigh that it's cooked with, is if the Gid has some taste that it's going to give. But if it does, if Ein Begidin Menoseintan is basically like the piece of wood, that's where the sciatic nerve is, so then maybe we should not be concerned with this at all. So in fact, this halacha that certainly on a daraisa level they have to be worried about whether it's giving taste is if you hold yesh beginim at the same time that the gid hanashe has a flavor and gives a flavor and parts a flavor into the thigh. Nonetheless, there is an iser derabanan either way. Even if you hold ein beginim at the same time that it doesn't really impart a flavor at all and won't have to worry about this at all, there is an additional concern according to some rishonim, and that is there's the fat. We've mentioned the chelev of, not the forbidden fat, which is on the back of the animal, but the fat of the Gid Hanashe itself. So that also, that certainly gives a taste. So that gives a taste, and we said that the fat of the Gid Hanashe, we have to treat Midarabanan like Gid Hanashe. That's a Dindarabanan we have. So that's true. So then we have to be worried about that giving a taste into the thigh as well, and it's going to be prohibited either way, assuming the ratio is there to impart flavor. It's going to be prohibited regardless. Other Rishonim claim no, that if this Gid Hanashe itself is not a problem in terms of giving a taste, so I can't eat the Gid Hanashe, that we know. But I'm not eating the Gid Hanashe. I just want to eat the thigh. I'm going to take out the Gid Hanashe. So assuming I see where it is. But do I have to worry about the taste that is now penetrates into the thigh because I cooked the whole thigh together with the Gid Hanashe? So if you hold Ein Begidin Menosein Tam, so then I shouldn't have to worry about the Gid giving taste. And according to some Rishonim, I wouldn't even have to worry about the fat giving taste because we can't possibly treat a Din D'Rabbanan more than the Din D'Oraisa in the sense that it's the only reason why the fat is Usur is because it is an extension of the Gid Hanashe itself. So the Chachamim aren't going to treat it more strictly than the Gid. If the Gid is not going to give a taste, I don't have to worry about the fat giving a taste. Either way, this is the Mishnah obviously holds Yesh Begidin Menosein Tam, and then I have to worry. So the only problem is, how am I going to figure out whether the Gid gave taste into the meat at all? Assuming it does have a taste, the taste is like meat. So it's not like I have milk in meat. So then we can say, okay, let's see if the meat soup tastes like a little bit of milk. So then I'll know. Or I ask a non-Jew to taste it, so they'll be able to figure it out. We don't have that option over here because the gid, assuming it gives taste, tastes like the rest of the meat. So how do we figure this out? So case on Misharino. So how do we assess this? Says the Mishnah, kibasar belefes. You should figure it out. Assess it like meat in turnips. What does that mean? Let's say you had a piece of meat the size of the Gid Hanashe, and that would now, when you cook that with turnips, an amount of turnips that equal the size of the thigh. So if the Gid Hanashe were a piece of something that were usur, a piece of meat, and that would give taste, or what, it doesn't have to be something usur, that we know this something that size would give taste into turnips the size of the thigh. So we know, we see how big the gid is, we see how big the thigh is, then we can figure out how much that is. And most of the Rishonim claim that this is the classic bitul b'shishim that we know of, the ratio of 1 to 60 is when we have to be concerned. 1 to 59, 1 to 58, etc., is where we have to be concerned that it is imparting a taste into the thigh, and then the entire mixture, the whole thigh, is going to be prohibited. And the Baruch Tanur gives us a psak halacha. He says, "The kaimalan ain begidin de nosein tam." We rule that gidim do not impart a flavor into the thigh. The benis bashal benin lach benitzle. It makes no difference whether you cooked the thigh together with the gid, or it was salted, or it was roasted. Mashlicho mutter. You should be able to throw out the gid hanashe, and then the rest of the thigh should be mutter, even though it was cooked together with it, because the gid did not give any tam. V'dafka bo. But that's only the thigh, that's only the gid itself. I'll show no, but it's fat yesh bo ben osein tam, as we explained. If lo not tal show no osir, and if you didn't take the shuman, the fat off of it, the chelev off it, then it's going to be osir midrabanan. And then he says, "V'nosein tama omer b'bin minin." Well, we have two of the same species, and here it's basically meat and get hanasha, pretty much the same species. So how do we evaluate nosein tam? She'en odem yochol avchino, where of course it's since bin minino, it's two of the same species. It's not like milk and meat, but it's a gid and the rest of the meat which tastes the same, and you can't discern. Misharnas obeshishim, we evaluated it 1 in 60.